Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
Let's do it, baby. We are officially back. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, and I'm just happy that we are able to get together and make these things happen for our amazing listeners, man. What's going on, Dave? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good?
I'm in the bougie studio, so I'm happy.
Okay, so we couldn't record in our regular studio today. So
plus
now
it's
we're
hot
in...
as hell in that place, man.
Well, it's like a sauna. You get to get the toxins
whatever,
out.
Whatever, you keep opening the door. I'm very disappointed, though, because
what?
My boy The Rock and Megan... trailer is not with me because we have cutouts of them in our studio, and now that we're in the bougie studio, they're not with us. So I was actually going to bring them in, so
no.
I feel more comfortable. But we can't bring The Rock in because he's contaminated.
Yeah, but listen, with a heart and all seriousness, we are praying for his family and
yes.
wishing them the best. I don't know if you heard, but they're recovering from the COVID-19.
Isn't
and of course,
funny
Dave
how,
would say that.
How he gets it, like literally, it's like the headline news.
Yeah.
No one gives a damn about rioting, protesting.
It's,
the
mean,
Rock and his
like,
family
what?
Got COVID. Everyone stop.
But the crazy thing is that you look at him. I was talking to my best friend Tanika about it. And she's like, you would never even know he was sick because just look at him. Like,
I guess he wasn't, like, the family wasn't bad. It's like, what is it, asymptomatic or something like that.
They were
said.
They?
So I don't, hopefully, but we wish him a speedy recovery.
We do.
We love him. So, yeah.
And
we love
prayers.
Him more than anybody else out there right now. Why don't he run for president?
I don't want any, listen,
he
I don't want
win.
Any celebrities running for president at all.
But
no
you
more.
Know he'd win.
I don't want him to.
Well,
I want a regular person to win that's going to do something.
We ain't
that's
got
all I
regular
got.
People running. That's the problem right now. That's a whole nother show.
Anyway, we right? are officially here and we're really, really excited, man. So let me just start off by saying, do I look different?
You look.
No, seriously. Let me start off by saying or asking, do I look different?
Yes.
No, but don't tell me that just to make
I'm
this a
not,
coat, you know.
I would totally be upfront honest with you.
Okay. So you know
yeah,
that we,
kicked,
my
yeah.
DJ, yeah, my DJ and I have the KS 30 for 30 challenge. I got to drop 30. I'm not weighing myself until October.
No, you don't want to weigh.
Because it's gonna like discourage
me. It discourages
me.
You. And the problem is too, is that you never want to weigh. You always want at least 2 weeks to weigh.
Ugh,
women, 2 weeks.
No.
Men, 10 to 12 days.
Really?
Yes, always.
See, the last time I weighed was the very beginning of July, and I decided I'm not doing it.
That's
but you
better,
know what's so cool?
Because then you're chasing the number.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, but it's going to discourage me. It's going to show me, it'll make me feel like you've been busting your butt.
Right.
And then you're still at this number. So I don't want to do that. Instead, I've been doing inches.
There you go.
I've been, you
much
know.
Much better
so
with the measuring
I'll show
tape.
You that coming
yes.
soon. But
yes.
I just want to say I'm feeling really, really good. I'm kicking my DJ's butt.
Yeah.
He hasn't been in the gym in forever. And
I'm
I will show you before
him.
And afters very,
He's
very soon.
He's going to be shaving his head soon.
All right. So Big Dave, the other day, I put up a meme on our Instagram page at Big Dave's Power Half Hour, right? And we got people just commenting and talking really, really quick about the subject that I put up there. So I pretty much put up on the page, it was pretty much a meme of a person's knee, right?
Who?
A person's knee. Let me just show
oh,
you.
A knee.
Do you?
I don't do social media. You know that. That's why you run it. I have control over the content, but at the end of the day, I let Tasha
me.
Run it. I don't really let
boss.
Anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tasha is in charge of our social media because, number one, I don't do any social media. I don't like it. I think it's dumb and it causes too many problems, but we love it for the show and that's why we have it. So we want to make sure you guys can respond on it and all that kind of stuff.
So I put up, a meme and it said, okay. It explained that for every pound that you lose, it's actually removing 4 pounds of pressure off your knees. And so I'll show you the meme that I put up. Oh my gosh. He is over here taking pics.
I took a picture. I got to send it to Ram. Shout out to my boy, Ram.
What up, Ram? I'm going cycling with him next Friday.
Give Tasha a big hug for me.
I freaking love him. He's
gotta
give
a shout out to my best friend and brother that I love more than anyone in the world.
So one of our loyal listeners made a comment on the post, and I wanted to see if we can get her some answers today. Okay, so one of our loyal listeners made a comment on the post about, you know, for every 1 pound that you lose, you're actually removing 4 pounds of pressure off your knees. Her name is Lori, but her Instagram name is BradyPiper01. And this is what she has said. She said, I kept 100 pounds off for the past 10 years, and now her left knee has a meniscus tear and arthritis in it.
MCL, baby.
And she said, the ortho says, just deal with the pain, keep her weight low and her legs strong. She says, I can never seem to get out of the 150s as far as her weight is concerned.
Okay.
And she's staying there. She says she's staying active, but she hopes it's enough. And then I asked her if we can discuss her situation on the show. She was like, absolutely. I listen to the podcast. I really enjoy it. It's been such a struggle, and she would love to get some answers. And I'm sure there's other people out there that are just like her. So in her situation, what would you say about that?
Well, first off, thank you for the question.
Yeah, Lori.
And thank you for listening to us. We need things like that from you guys, so please send them in.
Yeah.
And it can do with anything. Great question, by the way. And I deal with MCL, ACL issues as well, because being in the gym as long as I have, it's very common. The problem with MCL, ACL injuries and tendon, because it's a tendon issue.
Okay.
So MCL being a tendon, ACL being a tendon, kind of like what we were doing with Victor, our boss.
Oh, yeah.
You know, same thing.
He has
thing.
A problem with
He's got a problem with the scapula issue, which everyone knows when the tendon in the scapula gets really irritated, you can't feel your arm, you feel like that pins and needles going down your hand, and it really disrupts your whole life because it's just so uncomfortable until it releases. Most people think it could be a torn tendon torn ligament, but it's actually a very tight pinched nerve.
Yeah, so
and
it's
you
normal?
Have to get it is very normal. Back to her question. It does make sense. I am not very well versed in a compression issue with like how much pounds per square inch the knee holds per weight.
Right.
That's something that's like more of a kinesiology question. And I do know kinetics in the sense of like, you know, biomechanics and stuff like that. But it would make sense in the sense of, you know, every 1 pound, Tosh, show me. Yeah.
Show him the meat.
So every 1 pound of body fat loss takes 4 pounds of pressure off your knees. It would make sense. And basically, if you're not carrying as much weight being top heavy, then anything from the waist down is going to be more biomechanically feasible
for
to move.
Everything underneath, yeah.
And most people, when they have issues with their legs or lower body, it's ACL, MCL. Skiers, runners, bikers, weightlifters, people that are doing general fitness, you know, leg extensions, lying leg curls, squats, they're very, very limited on because they have that tendon issue. Now, one thing I'm a little surprised about was the orthopedist was like, we'll just work through it.
That's
very
it
surprising.
It's not like he kind of shooed her off.
Right, because if you do have a microfiber tear, that is something you can definitely fix, and that's something that is definitely feasible to fix in the gym with PT and stuff like that. A microfiber tear. So a microfiber tear, don't get misconstrued with a full tear. A microfiber tear is something that happens when it's a very small, small tear in the ligament or tendon. And it is fixable by basically laying off of it, preventatives, biofreeze, ice, heat, Advil, things like that. Soaking in tubs, cold tubs, hot tubs, all that kind of stuff. So that being said, you know, you want to make sure that if you have that problem in the MCL, ACL, that you're getting an MRI, a CT scan,
something
to see if you do have a tear. That being said, you know, being on the show and listening to this stuff, basically, you want to make sure you check and see what kind of tear you have if you do have a tear. Because if you have a full tear, then you're going to have surgery. And that's a very quick orthoscopic surgery. But the PT is what the key is. If you don't do the PT right and you're trying to train on a torn ligament, ACL, MCL, you're
going
to have a big problem. Then you're going to have to get a knee replacement.
I wonder if her ortho even told her, hey, let's go get this
situated.
Kind of
surprising that they...
It's weird.
Well, you know, a lot of times the way they'll gauge it is range of motion.
Okay.
If you can stand and you can do a lunge or a squat, your range of motion is past 30 degrees, the chances of having a torn ACL, MCL are very small. If you have a microfiber tear like we talked about earlier,
right.
then you can rehab it yourself.
Okay.
So if she didn't have a lot of complications and problems, then probably, hopefully that's why he did say what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's having complications with range of motion, squatting on it, any sort of pressure on it, then yeah, you want to get a MRI or CT on that. And you want to work with a PT to get that thing fixed, for sure.
I mean, I don't know. It just to me, if my doctor would have told me, keep your weight low and keep your legs strong, I would have just been like, I feel like he was shooing me
right.
off. But in her situation, do you think that she's stuck in the 150s because of that situation? Because of that problem that she has with the arthritis and the meniscus tear? Or do you think it just might be nutrition at that point?
You know,
like
the one
plateauing,
right.
pretty much.
The one thing I'd want to know is she feasible to do any sort of cardio, like the bike, the recumbent bike, something like that, or does that bother the knee as well? A lot of
That's
times when
question.
You do have an MCL, ACL, or a pellet issue with the knee,
mm-hmm.
Not going into detail about biomechanics and all that,
right.
your recumbent bike, sit-down bike, is something that usually most people can do because you're not stretching out the knee capsule so long as when you're standing.
The one that you would make
right.
me do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So the upright bike, the recumbent.
Okay.
The problem is that, and I'm not trying to be rude when I say this
by any means,
but I'm going to be very transparent. No, she should not have any problem losing weight. You can still lose body fat without overabundance of cardio
okay.
because she's limited on the cardio she's able to do because of the knee aspect.
Right, and the arthritis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the arthritis here in Colorado is very bad because the biometric pressure goes up and down so much with our weather.
Yeah.
And the mountains, it's been proven. I'm not just being kooky here because I don't believe in
real.
All that stuff. It is very real.
Yeah.
Hence why Colorado has the highest MS dosing in the world.
Really?
We have the highest multiple sclerosis dosing in the world, and they've totally made it that it is, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wow, I never even knew
it
that.
It runs congruent with the mountains and atmospheric pressure and the environment, the way the mountains sit. It's a really big science they've done, but we have the highest diagnosed rate in the world here in Colorado
that
of
is
MS.
Great. I didn't even know that.
Yep. It's crazy.
Wow.
So not to get off the subject.
No, but
it's interesting. So if you're maintaining a diet, and this is going to be very important too, is
right.
if you are limited on what you can do from a lower body standpoint with cardio, treadmill, you know, getting your heart rate up, that's when the diet's going to come in hugely.
Yeah.
You have to really focus on the diet because
you're
already.
Do you think she got to shock her body at some point? Like, who knows? Like, do you think it could be nutrition just being bored? I don't know.
Totally could be. She's
storing calories. Because I never know what really brings down plateauing.
And that's the thing is that there's so many variables with this. But if she's limited on the cardio, then basically the diet's going to be the next thing that she really
has to
focus on. Because
redo.
If you're not able to do that, then your body's going to start storing calories. So if you're really diligent about your diet and, you know, starting to take a little bit of weight off, then it may be more comfortable for you to do cardio.
Okay.
So that's the biggest thing. And that's one reason why the doctor or the orthopedist may have said, you know, hey, kind of work through it. Because if she's heavy, top heavy, and that's forcing a lot of pressure on the ACL, MCL, then yes.
When you say top heavy, you're not talking about, like, not being rude, but you're not saying breasts. You're just saying
no, I'm saying
top,
overall,
like, hips
from,
all
like,
the way
hip
up. To
up
the head.
And that goes for men and women.
Yeah.
Not singling out women by any means, but most people, like, you'll see a guy or a girl in the gym that basically will train their upper body but refuses to train legs.
Yeah.
They're top heavy.
It looks kind of weird.
Right. Well, it does because they're not balanced.
But you should.
And guys, of course, are the first to say, well, I don't want to train legs, but girls are the first to say, I want to train legs because they want the booty and the legs.
I'd rather train legs all day.
Right, whereas guys want shoulders, buys.
That's Lori.
Okay.
She looks great.
You look great. And,
yeah.
and that's the thing is that, you know,
you, look fantastic.
You obviously want to try and really focus on the diet.
Okay.
And then hopefully that will help start to drop the weight slowly.
Right.
And then maybe add the recumbent bike, something that you're sitting down that you're not putting a lot of pressure on the knees and no compression. So no running, no treadmill, no elliptical. Elliptical you may be able to do. Definitely no stairs.
Right.
No stairs. Our trainer is really good because an art trainer takes the pressure off the knees and puts it on the hip flexors.
So in her situation, I don't know, I'm just thinking as a person who's gone through lots of surgeries,
right.
just like Dave, just like, you know, Lori and stuff like that. But in my head, I would say, okay, let me just hit the gym and do legs only. But it's really important to get the pressure off
Can't
on her
top.
That. So she really needs to go hard, back, shoulders, chest, and kind of like maybe not shrink, but
start dropping some weight. The problem with doing
not so
something
much
like
the legs,
that,
though.
Right, the problem with doing something like that is focus entirely and go ham on that, because then if she gets hurt, then she's going to be done.
Right, but see, in my head, if my doctor told me that, I'm thinking, go in there and work these damn legs right. out and get them right. But then you're working so hard, there's a possibility you can mess that up even more. We're not even thinking about, hey,
if she
let's
has
get the
a
top
tear
lighter.
Or something, yeah, for yeah. sure. For
so
sure.
The bike, like, not for nothing, but when I do the bike, I feel like it's not doing anything for me. It actually does work.
It does.
Work.
And I feels completely like agree, because when you're on the bike, you're just kind of sitting there like, la,
I'm
la,
like,
la,
yeah,
la,
what am I going to do tomorrow?
It's kind of like almost like just walking a normal
it
pace.
It does feel like that.
The thing with the bike, though, is if you get the resistance to a certain point where you're comfortable, but yeah, it's medium resistance and you're kind of pushing your way through, uh-huh, it is working your hip flexors, glutes, and hamstrings, and quadriceps.
These glutes to be right
the same way as a treadmill or elliptical would. Now, okay, granted, is it as hard? Of course not. No, it's not.
That's
you're
probably
sitting.
Why it doesn't
right.
feel like it's
so
much.
It kind of is a. It's kind of like a falsehood in the sense of, well, I'm sitting here just chilling,
right?
I'm pedaling this bike.
Feels like
as
you're
opposed
on a river.
To like when you're standing, walking up a 15 degree incline on a treadmill,
boom,
or an elliptical or Stairmaster.
Yeah.
So I would suggest for her, anybody that has those knee issues or hip flexor issues or
yeah.
lower back issues,
yeah,
just like we did with you,
uh-huh,
start on the recumbent bike in phases, and then maybe do half and half. So like maybe get on the treadmill and just walk a normal pace. Don't put an incline on it. No
okay.
incline and no hard compression.
Okay.
So you don't want to. That's,
right.
that's
take
your,
care
feet
your feet
hitting that treadmill
Man.
Belt. You want it to be a slow, brisk walk.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it starts bothering you, get off.
Get
and
off.
Make sure you stretch before and after. And that's one of the biggest things, too. And people, please listen to this.
Ooh.
Just because you stretch doesn't mean it's the right way of stretching.
Ugh.
So I've seen people blow out their lower lumbar stretching the wrong way.
Ugh.
So they think that they're helping themselves, and
but
they'll blow a hamstring.
Or,
exactly. So all of it comes down to basically making sure you're doing the right thing, your form is perfect, and you're basically being diligent, staying consistent with it. And then it will come. So, Lori, just stay consistent with it.
Yes.
And please, write us and keep us
yeah,
up to
Yeah, let us
up
know.
To
we
do.
Want to know how you're doing.
And anything we can add to, I can always send some stuff for you to do to help out.
Yeah.
We're more than happy to help.
You can always inbox us on
yeah.
Instagram, of course, Lori, or anyone listening. Or you can always email us at bigdavespowerhalfhour@gmail.com. I love that the listeners are just so comfortable with reaching out and just getting the answers. I think sometimes some people think because we do what we do and the podcast is worldwide that we're untouchable, but we're really, really here for you. Like, we really enjoy answering questions like that. And I
and
know Dave gets
a,
excited about it.
And if there's
it.
A question we can't answer, we'll
we're
definitely
get
find
you the
out.
Answers.
We'll get the best professional answer we can because
we really
at, the, at the end of the day, if someone fact checks us, we want to make sure we're being diligent and totally transparent.
Absolutely.
So please, please keep them coming. Any question, relationship, anything, how to fix your car. Now, granted, I don't know how to fix my car, but we'll get Ram in here.
We'll
get professional
out.
People in here Look, to fix your car.
He's bringing in the friends.
I'm bringing in
it's
the friends.
It's so funny because I asked Dave. I said, Dave, if I move, I'm going to need some help. He's like, well, I'm not going to help you,
yeah,
but I'll hire
nothing.
People to help you. I'm just like, this dude.
Literally, everybody
he
always
make
is
it
like,
happen,
D, can you come help us move? Because they see me and they're like, well, Dave can just pick up the car.
Right, because he's huge.
That's a valid point, but I'm not going to help you move. I'm going to call the boys and I'm going to pay them to help you move. I'll be there to facilitate. Hey, guys, lunch. We're going to lunch.
Yes.
You guys look good doing this.
Yes.
Everyone's getting paid. I'm just going to sit back and just direct.
In other words, if you need an answer, we're always going to make sure
you.
We find it.
And if we can't find it, we'll
doing.
Pay someone
that's
to get it for us.
Yeah, that's what we're here to make it happen. So I want to talk to you really quick about something. So my daughter sent me this video, and I got to send this to you. It's actually a documentary. It's called Heal, H-E-A-L. And it's incredible. Like, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to talk about it today. Us, you know, especially after talking about Lori, do you think that the way we think helps us heal when it comes to
mental
fitness?
State?
Yes.
Yes.
How important do you think your mental state is?
100%.
Dude,
it compensates
after watching
everything.
That movie, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
It's free on Netflix. You can always check it out on YouTube. No, it's not an ad. We're not getting paid for anything, but we're just trying to share these things. And it's incredible because it was saying the way you think, actually, you can really heal your body. You believe that?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I'm not one to believe in like snake oils. We've talked about
right.
the whole ghost thing. Like,
right, no.
You know, I don't believe
like
in ghosts.
Stuff.
And if there is a ghost, I want Casper. I don't want no spooky ass ghost freaking me out. I want Casper to come and say hello to me and be nice, because if my dog starts floating in the middle of the air in the middle of the night, my ass is out.
What?
I'm going to be gone. I'll jump over the balcony.
What?
But
no,
it, and M's on her own. It's every man for himself. If a ghost comes in my house, it's every man for himself. Okay? I'll throw M in front of me and I'll run.
Like, you better not
I'm
M.
I'm not messing with no spirit. Thing, okay?
No, we're
so
talking about
ghosts in 107.5. I like you, and leave us the hell alone.
He's
okay?
on timeout.
But no, in all seriousness, the power of the mind, and
say
it all goes mm-hmm. together with balance in your life. And it's funny because I just had this conversation with my fiance the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Work tends to be the first thing to really screw up that balance.
The stresses.
The stress. A relationship always seems to be the next. I think there's a power struggle between relationship and work. And when I say
it's
work,
not a good balance,
it affects
sometimes
finances, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the time of day and age that we're in right now,
yeah,
right at this moment, with the presidential debate going on and all
the COVID, lack of work, the
brutality going on and all this unrest, yeah, it makes you so uneasy, and the patient level is so quick right now.
God.
So that being said, I think at this point in time, the meditation, I like that Calm app, you know, and again, we don't get paid anything.
No, we're not. We're just not sharing things with you so that you can help you.
But I literally, you know, I'll show Tasha, that is the one app I have on my phone.
It's worth it.
It is worth it.
It's so worth it.
And believe it or not, a 15 or 20 minute meditation when you're in the car or you're going into the gym or come out of the gym, that little bit of time that you take just to kind of cool out and close everything off means the world of a difference.
When you meditate, why do I fall asleep? Are you just supposed to be in a quiet state? No, I'm...
Because you're narcoleptic.
Yeah, that's I'm out. Like,
right. Tasha falls asleep right now.
Work 12-hour days. I'm a mom,
right now.
You know.
But no, seriously, I think that the biggest thing that people need to take and check right now, especially, again, with this time of a day that we're in, is taking 5 minutes, turning off the social media, putting your phone away, and just meditating so you can get your mind right.
Yeah.
And that's very difficult to
do. It's really important.
If you're in a financial bind or you're not good with your job or your relationship is in turmoil or you're not happy with the way your body is.
Yeah.
In order to get it back the way it needs to go, your mind has got to be right.
In order
and
for
it's almost
to
like
be
a
right.
It's almost like a virtual vision board.
Yeah.
And I am truly a fan of a vision board.
Yeah.
But virtually, like you don't have an actual physical vision
right,
board.
But it's
and
in
for
there.
Those of you that don't know what a vision board is, which is weird if you don't, but anyway.
It's okay if you don't.
If,
he's
it's
on
weird
time
if you don't. Anyway.
He's on
it's, a, it's a big board that you put things on that you strive for in life.
Yeah, that you
so
visualize.
A relationship, a certain type of car, a certain type of physique,
house,
a certain type of phone, a house,
a vacation,
anything at all.
Yeah.
You put it on there
yeah.
and you look at it every day and you put your hand on it and you think about those things.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
that's
believe
crazy.
It or not,
yeah,
it becomes true to life.
It is.
You put it in the universe.
Yep.
And that
and
goes
can come
back
to
like there was a show I watched on Netflix called The Secret. The Secret was
Did
crazy.
Did I watch it? No, I'm going to write this down.
Secret is old, and it kind of follows... It's not religious, and I'm not the most religious person. I'm working on that and trying to get
it's okay.
you know,
You're
myself
in
there.
It's okay. Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things that when you watch The Secret, it's all about vision boarding and putting yourself out there in the universe. Like, you put it in the universe,
to be
you're
going to
get it back.
Really?
And it's really, really interesting. So it probably is along the same lines of the show that the... What is it called?
Heel.
The heel?
Yeah.
Like,
you're gonna,
not the heel, your foot. The,
no,
the
like
heel.
Healing,
like
but just
healing.
Heel. Yes.
Right. So
such a great
The Secret
documentary.
And The Heel are the ones we need to watch. I'm going to watch Heel. You need to watch Secret.
Wait, so The Secret, is it anything like the book or has nothing to do with the
it
book?
It actually is very similar to the book.
Because the book I read a million times while sitting on the toilet.
Crazy.
Yes.
Good place.
I mean, it's my place.
Watch the show because it talks about putting it in the universe and getting it back. And that's what a vision board does. So I really think, and I do too, I think that, you know, more people need to take 5 minutes and do a virtual vision board and think about what you want in life, what you want in the relationship.
That's
because
true.
Honestly, if you do this every day and you're contemplating and fighting yourself saying, I want a good relationship, but I don't have one.
Right.
Sooner or later, you're going to make changes to
I
make that.
Save.
Either I'm going to be single or I want this phone and I need to save X amount
no
of dollars for this phone.
Is.
It doesn't matter whether it's materialistic. It's it's in your brain. It's just for you. That's
it
your secret.
Happens.
That's your thing.
It's true.
And I'm telling you, if you start doing that, things change. And
it's true.
Again, I'm not into hocus pocus things. Like,
no. But you know, it's funny. He has his mental visual board. And every day I have a list of things I need to do.
Yep.
And if I don't write it down, let me tell you, I don't care who you are. Your brain is not going to remember this whole encyclopedia of responsibilities for the day. And so for me, every time I come to work, even at home, I have a list and I check it off. Normally for work, every day I have at least 19 things
I have to do.
Don't
you notice that
and
the
I get
old
them done.
School paper and pen is
Bro,
the best.
Bro, it works.
It's the best.
And some people, and I even told my DJ, because he started his new segment on KS during our mix show, and I'm like, bro, if you write it down, you remember it. He's like, no. He started writing it down. He sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But it's true. The simple things, just instead of saying no, just make it happen. You know what I mean? But I really believe that once you jot it down, like you said, those things come to fruition, and I think
every
it's the best
day.
Way.
Every day. You take 5 minutes
Be
out.
Be consistent.
Yep.
Discipline.
You know, I want to be a better parent.
Yeah.
I want to make better decisions financially.
Yeah.
I'm going to own this house down the street that I've been wanting for
that
the last
you see
10
every
years
day.
And let me tell you
It'll
you
happen.
Put it out there it will happen. Now, granted, you just can't sit on your ass and do nothing.
Right.
You're responsible
you
for
gotta
your
move
own.
Your feet, though.
Right. You're responsible for your own vision board.
It is true. I'll tell you, man, listen, I really believe that the mind is a really important piece to healing because after all the surgeries I had, the last one, I swear, Dave, I sat in bed and I thought, damn, Victor Starr moved my whole family. We moved all the way across the damn United States from North Carolina, right? And I sat there like, I'm never going to bike again. I'm never going to squat again. I'm never going to run again.
And you're in the most outdoor place in the world that everybody wants to be.
And this is the most gorgeous place ever. Right. Granted, we love every state, but Colorado, if you've never been, you have to make sure you take a trip one day.
You can ski in the morning and be at the pool in the afternoon.
Dude, a most amazing place. But then when I started saying, you know what? Forget this. And being motivated by you and being consistent. And then the challenge came with my DJ. Then I said, you know what? Let me just see what happens if I'm consistent. Even if, you know, you want to go to the gym one day and bust your ass working out and then you want to see results the next day, but you're not going to see that. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to weigh myself. I'm going to do this. And the more powerful things you say to yourself, the nicer things you say to yourself, you actually get change. Like, Dave came in today, he's like, you look good. And I'm like, for me, I feel the same way I looked 2 months ago.
Let me say this.
But it really helps you change, and your mind is an important piece.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not being biased by any means.
No, say it.
Tasha has looked the best the last 2 months that I've ever seen her.
I love you.
And
I'm trying.
Tasha and I have a relationship off air as well.
Yeah,
she's my bro. She basically coaches me and guides me through the show and makes me sound amazing and stupider than I always am. But real talk, I'm being very honest with you people. Tasha is a perfect example of who to watch, who to strive to be, and who to mentor.
You're going to make me cry.
Because she has come so far, not only in her personal relationship, because I know her personal relationship off air, mm-hmm. her mom, her kids, her man is an amazing, amazing group of people. And to be sitting across from you is a testament to me. And I just want to tell you how much you have inspired me, how much you push me. Me and Victor talk about this. You have gone from laying in bed being sedentary to looking absolutely amazing.
Oh,
and her energy and her perseverance and her attitude, you're always positive. And we cannot be more honored and love you so much because you seriously do push us all and you make us all kind of come down to earth and be level and be like, why can't we just be like Tasha and always have a positive attitude? Now, granted, don't get me wrong. When she goes off, she goes ham. Okay.
But it's so rare
that you do. And I just want to be the first to tell you, you look absolutely amazing.
Thanks, dude.
And without you, this would not be the show that we have. And to be honest with you, I think the biggest thing is her journey goes to show you that anybody in a position that is even worse than she was in can get better.
You can.
And just follow her.
You can.
And let me tell you, she is not paid. She is not given anything.
No.
She's worked her ass off to get to the point she's at. And you really inspire me. You inspire Victor and everyone in the 107.5 family and outside of our group. You're absolutely amazing. And we love you. And that's why we are here, because of people like you that do what you do. And I mean that.
Thank
you,
Dave.
And I am very honored to sit across from you every day.
I'm very honored to sit across from him. You made me cry. And we're recording our show.
It's the truth.
This is so not professional.
It needs to be said. And I don't think it's said enough. And I think that the biggest thing is that I'm telling you guys, look at her transformation. I have worked with so many people, and Tasha's, believe it or not, is one of the top. And when you see her when she's done, and she'll never be done.
No.
But when you see her when she feels comfortable enough to put those pics out there, you are going to see one hell of a fine-ass woman from head to toe, inside and out. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
You made me cry.
I love you.
I love you too. And I just want to say, we need people. You need to have people in your life who motivate you like Dave. He's my brother. He's my family. And it's so important for you listening right now to look at the crew that you have in your circle. And if they're not feeding you the way he fed me just now, and I hope that that motivated you so you can be that person. If you're feeling down about yourself, if you've gone through something that was a struggle and you know you're doing better, let the words Dave just said to me be for you, because that's the kind of people we need in our life. And I can't even finish the show because you got me crying.
I'm telling you, I listened to what you said yesterday during your show.
Oh my God.
And that meme that you talked about that your mom had, that was incredible. That was incredible. And I mean every word. And I do. I truly love you to death. And like I said, I am so humbled and honored to be sitting across from you and learn from you and be a part of this with the family that we have here at 107.5. And we owe it to Victor as well. But again,
exactly,
without
Victor,
you,
awesome.
It wouldn't happen.
Without
so I
you,
mean that.
We
I mean
wouldn't
that.
Happen. I love you. I'm hugging you. I'm going to squeeze you after this. But listen, if you have any questions that you want us to answer on Big Dave's Power Half Hour, because I am like got snot dripping and everything right now. I love you, Dave, and I'm so thankful for you, damn it.
Very
Make
much
sure you
so.
Always email us. Like, the way he's talking to me is how we feel about you. So if there's something you want us to discuss, by all means, Big Dave's Power Half Hour at gmail.com. We will always be here for you. Any shout-outs before we wrap this thing
up? You know,
up,
I am going to give a shout-out. I'm going to give a shout-out to my boy Henry. Henry, as a business, CBD on Broadway, it is a badass business. Mention you heard us on Big Dave's Power Half Hour. They're going to hook you up down there. They got lots of fun stuff. Everything's healthy. Everything is tested. And
CBD?
Uh-huh, CBD. And I use a lot of his stuff for sleeping, for training.
I do, too, for my back.
5809 South Broadway Street, Littleton, Colorado, 720-334-4438.
Okay.
I'm going to have Tosh put it up on our Instagram.
That's right.
He's going to hook you guys up very well. His prices are
amazing,
and he is so knowledgeable when it comes to this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you
and
need
again,
that.
And again, I'm never one to mention stuff like this on the air.
No, but it helps.
But I'm going to be it's honest health. With you. I've used some of his products, and they actually work. It's not a snake oil thing, because
yeah.
at first I thought the CBD stuff was kind of that,
yeah,
too.
I remember.
But no, real shout out to him. And again, shout out to the 107.5 family. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for having me here and being a part of this. I have never been so humbled and flattered to
You're
be
amazing,
a part
Dave.
Of this with you guys. And I just can't thank you enough for making me be in this position with you guys. It's awesome. So thank you. I love you guys. And please send us more stuff. And thanks for listening, guys. Real talk.
We'll see you next week. We love you.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.